Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
What are the three pillars of Lent? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. I was talking to somebody a couple days ago, and they showed me a little chart that they had made up of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And they tried to put something in each category that they were going to try to grow in throughout this Lenten season. And so, Deacon Eddie, we're done. We're not going to watch the video. We're going to have this sermon. So, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And when we enter into prayer, it's not always easy, is it? I mean, anybody here that has tried seriously to embark on a life of prayer has recognized the reality that sometimes it's very difficult to pray. As soon as you sit down to pray, a million things come into your mind. A million things that you have to do, or that you think you have to do, or that you're distracted by. A million things, and you have to let those things sail away. Almost imagine yourself putting them on a little barge and letting them drift off out of your way, and you come back and focus on God. And maybe as you sit down to pray, it's not that you just sit down and all of a sudden God starts speaking to you. You usually need some kind of resource to get it going. Like the Bible, like a passage of sacred scripture, like some part of the gospel. So you sit down and you read God's word. Read it out loud. And then let it sink in a minute. And then read it again. And then ask yourself this question: Lord, what are you saying to me in this passage? How does this affect my life today? You know, and it may be a trial at times, but you know you will not grow except for trial. Your life will not grow. You will not grow in your spiritual life except by trial. And so Jesus goes out into the desert, and he is tried by Satan. And you know, it's not that Jesus had to grow, but Jesus goes out into the desert and he's tried by Satan to give us all courage in our battle. Because Jesus won for us. You see, God wins. And we get to claim that victory. But we have to enter into the desert at times with Jesus ourselves. So prayer. And sometimes it's a trial to pray, but we continue to allow God to stretch us. We keep trying. Prayer and then fasting. Man does not live by bread alone. Woman does not live by bread alone. It is not this hole in your face that's going to satisfy every one of your desires. It's not food or drink or any of the other things that give us pleasure that satisfy who we were made to be. You do not live by bread alone. You must live by God's word. And if you don't, you're not going to have the fullness of life. So when we fast, we acknowledge the reality that there is more to life than food and drink. There is spiritual food and drink. And how is it that we eat and drink from God's word and spirit? One of the ways is to fast and to feel that hunger. And we enter into prayer with our bodies. And then there is giving. You know, I began my remarks tonight by telling you all that God is a giver. You know, it's not even that necessarily that there's a need, like we're building a new church or we're building a new school, or that Our Lady of the Gulf needs a dollar more than you need a dollar. But the reality is, you need to give. That's who you were made to be a giver. And if you're not a giver, then there's something disconnected in that image of God in you. At different times and places in people's lives, they may be more or less able to give financially, but to give of time and talent and treasure. And yeah, financially is a way that we can clearly identify that we're giving or not, whether we're attached to material things or not, but it's just one of the pillars. So we pray, we fast, and we give. And this weekend is the CSA Commitment Weekend. Many of you all got an envelope in the mail asking you all to consider making a commitment. You found in your chair tonight a CSA envelope and a pen or pencil. And I would encourage you right now to prayerfully consider whether or not you want to make a contribution to the Catholic Sharing Appeal. What is the Catholic Sharing Appeal? Well, we have our diocesan ministries. We have our local school. We have the things that we do here. But then there is the diocese. There's the Morning Star Pregnancy Care Center. There's Catholic Charities. There's the 12 Basket Food Program. There's the Seminarian Formation. And there's the Deacon Formation. And there's a bunch of other ministries that the diocese does. But the diocese doesn't have a parish. They have the parishes. And so we have to contribute to the work of the diocese. And we do that through the Catholic Sharing Appeal. So I would just ask you now to take a minute and prayerfully consider whether or not you want to make a commitment to the Catholic Sharing Appeal today. And regardless of whether or not you do, I just ask you to re-examine these pillars in your life, that you pray, that you fast, and that you give. It's not if you do these things, it is when and to the degree that you do these things, because they are fundamental to being Christian. You can't be a Christian without at least participating in those things to some degree in your life. And as you grow in your spiritual life, you should grow in your capacity to pray, to fast, and to give.